Chastain, blah, 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 Blasey Ford is not a useful idiot. She's not some innocent waif that got caught up in this and got outed by Senator Feinbang. She's a willing participant. She was a member of a sleeper cell of go-to character assassins that was activated at the end of June to take down the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh. So that, I mean, Cory, I'm telling you, can you find that video of Cory Booker yesterday, Mrs. O'Connell? Can you find that video of Cory Booker yesterday, Senator Booker, saying, we're not here to judge. It doesn't matter if he's guilty or innocent, okay? We need to go to the next nominee down the list. Why? So you can activate that sleeper cell? This is character assassination that was orchestrated straight up. No doubt, that's what happened. That's what the evidence says. And also, there's a lot of people out there writing about this. You have good people that are writing a lot about this. They're tweeting, they're blogging, they're writing, they're going on television. For some reason, they won't come on this show, but that's okay. I don't mind being the only person that will say what needs to be said and then being proven right later on down the road. That's what we do here. Look it up. Trump's election, Brexit, this, you name it. The evidence says that blah, 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 Blasey Ford and her ambulance chasing, reformed ambulance chasers, Democrat operatives, needed Senator Feinbang's assistance to get the story recognized so the Washington Post would pursue it. That's what the evidence says. And it's all right there in the timeline that Rachel Mitchell published the other day. Rachel Mitchell is the publisher or the sex crimes prosecutor that was brought in to ask the questions of Ms. Blah, 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 Ford. The evidence says that. There's no other way to explain too many facets of this case. The least being, other than the two witnesses or two people that knew Blah, blah, Blasey Ford in the 1990s, no one on earth knows this woman. No one knows anything about her. There's no social media presence. There's no public record. She doesn't have a PhD. She's not a doctor. She graduated. We do know that. She participated in some studies that they could not scrub her name from. And that's the extent of her entire life. No way. That's an accident. You can't hide from the deep state, baby. Unless the hatchet men, the communists, the pinko commies, the Marxists, and Facebook and Google, Fang and all the rest of them, aided and assisted in scrubbing you, just like the Chinese government, from the freaking record. There's no history. There's no witnesses. The only people that can vouch for the existence of this woman are Democrats and a family member that's gone into hiding. Where's Mr. Blah de Blasey Ford? Look, he made a charge, please. He gave his testimony, a statement to the FBI. Well, no, he didn't. What he basically did was say, yeah. She told me that in a therapy session. Now, again, I want to focus in on an aspect of this. Margot Cleveland has been writing about this. Molly Hemingway has been following this. David French. All these big-name reporters with millions of followers and readers at the National Review and all this. And look, they're doing a great job. They can't risk saying what I'm about to say. Because in the off chance that I'm wrong, then, ooh, Mitter Church, you were wrong. Okay, so, sorry. We're talking about people that don't really exist anyways. You're talking about blah de Blasey Ford. Where does she exist? In a Senate testimony hearing, and that's about the extent of it. No, again, that does not happen by accident. Go and try and, here, I'll do this. Go and try to scrub your name and your address and your phone number from the internet. Go ahead, try it. Try it. Google search your own name. I used to do it from time to time because people tell me, Mike, people know where you live. See, yeah, where is Junk Bond when you need him? By the way, Junk Bond's doing a very special reverse deception, 2 hours long on Monday for Columbus Day. This is a blockbuster on flags and some Columbus Day stuff that you've never heard before. You'll need to be here. Now, go. Now I say this, it's almost as if this woman has been created. How many of you remember the movie Weird Science? You remember that? Remember? It was one of Bill Paxton's first roles. He played the big brother Chet. How did Kelly LeBrock come to be? Well, she was a poster. She was a poster hanging on the wall. Andrew McCarthy, and what was the other kid's name? I can't remember the other kid's name. Cooked this scientific experiment. Oh, they brought it to life. She comes knocking on the door. And the rest of the day, they made her. They manufactured her. It is almost as though she has been fabricated. And all that we know about her is what they've told us. Now, again, try and scrub. Yourself. Search for your name. And you can find, and it'll be out there. There's no record of her buying a house, renting an apartment. Going to the pound and adopting a dog? Shouldn't even have a credit card, for heaven's sake. No history. Now, in 2018, how is that possible? How many of you people remember? Remember? I'm going to give you some more pop culture references here. Back in 1995, I want to say, six, somewhere in there. Bruce Greenwood, the actor, there was an upstart television network. It wasn't Universal. What the hell was the name of it? I'm trying to remember that. Remember? Anyways, the TV show was called Nowhere Man. Some of you remember this. What happens is basically the guy wakes up and he can't remember anything. And nobody knows anything about him except the government spooks that are chasing him. And he doesn't know why they're chasing him. So the show's only on for like 2 seasons. I think they made like 24 episodes of it or something like that. It was really exciting. It was interesting. And it kept you tuning in every week to try to find out who Nowhere Man was. You know, come to find out, the woman that they told him was his wife wasn't his wife. She was an FBI or CIA operative or whatever. Folks, that's blah de Blasey Ford. The woman exists only in the reality that Eric Davis at Google and the rest of them have meticulously crafted for her. That is impossible in 2018. You can't do it. Everybody's phone number is listed. Everybody's address, street address, is listed. Google Earth got a picture of your freaking house. You can't hide. Yet she's hidden. She's hidden. Now, maybe if you're Bond, Junk Bond, you can hide. But even Junk Bond can't hide. Think about that. Just think about that. What kind of technological expertise and connections would you have to make that a reality? You know, notice that nobody's calling me on the phone going, you're cracked in the head, that's wrong. No one's in the chat room going, like, well, that's the most wacky thing I've ever heard. Why? Because it makes total sense. That's why. Again, could Google scrub you from existence? Yes, they could. As a matter of fact, they do it to people like me all the time. You go searching for something that my name should come up, it won't come up. Especially if you fit the profile, like, well, we don't want those people that like this to find him because then somebody might listen. There's no way you can do this. So this tabula rasa, if you will, this blank slate is a technological impossibility in 2018. Junk Bond talks about it on Reverse Deception Radio here almost every week when he does a new show about how be very, very careful of what you're doing. When you plug your Alexa up, you're giving Amazon your microphone in your house. Don't be surprised. I mean, look. Does she have an Amazon account? She has nothing. That's one. Two. The historical record says that the only persons that took the accusation seriously was the law firm of Katz, Hatchet, Character Assassination, and Hal. Katz is the real name. Deborah Katz. Those are the only people. Look, they're the only ones. Why? Why? Because the whole thing was in place. Don't ever forget that short list. Remember the short list of who Donald J. Trump might nominate. Democrat Party has tens of billions of dollars. If you run this out over the lifetime of a Supreme Court justice, 25 years, say, a couple of billion, tens of billions of dollars a year, you're talking $250 billion tied up in the death industry. This is big business. Killing babies, euthanasia, contraception. This is big business, folks. Big, big business. Follow the freaking money. You'd do the same thing if you were of their metal, and they're not a very good metal. All the pieces had to be in place. Note, as I said the other day, and I'll repeat this for those of you that are following along at home. Her story does not work with witnesses. Let me repeat that. Her story does not work with witnesses. Witnesses can contradict statements, right? Witnesses can say, well, I'm not sure about that exact date, but, you know, yes, yeah, somewhere in there. Witnesses know where someone may have been the day before, right? Witnesses may be able to tell you something about, well, did you ever see her at a previous party? Yeah, was she a floozy? Witnesses destroy this story. They do. The only way the story works is if there are no witnesses. That's what minor logic says, and that's what the evidence shows. Now, I ask you the question. You say, come on, Minor Church, please. That's just stupid. Okay, why do you have so much doubt about her story today? Why? Because there are two people that have, quote, come forward, close quote, to talk about this, her life. Her boyfriend of 7 years, and then the girlfriend who said, she never told me about a polygraph. Oh, you, the Democrat operative FBI agent. What a great character. Again, Democrat, except. Now, where'd you get this, Mrs. O'Connell? You're talking about Leland Kaiser, the one who was allegedly at the party that said, I was not at that party. I don't know Brett Kavanaugh. Well, she did. She destroyed her in her own testimony. Well, you know what? She has mental problems she's dealing with. Again, a potential witness that could corroborate it wouldn't corroborate it. So what did the Democrats do? What did the Democrat operative Blasey Ford do? What did she do? She destroyed her friend. Well, she has mental health issues. I understand why she can. I might say, how the f*** do you know? What? Were you her therapist too? I know you were your own, but were you hers too? Follow the timeline. Again, I
contacted the Washington Post, my congressman's office, because I was trying, you know, to tell the White House that this wasn't a good pick.
Let me see. The president that you despise, you wanted to warn him that he should choose the uber arch conservative pro-lifer Amy Barrett instead of Brett Kavanaugh? Who the hell believes that? Who? Oh, I'm serious. Who freaking believes that? Again, a Democrat operative, one of those traitors in the White House, knew who was on that short list, and they knew that Trump was leaning Brett Kavanaugh. He probably already told him, well, let's just stretch it out for a couple of days. He's an entertainer, after all. The cell was activated on or around July the 1st. Now, other people say, well, Mike, she already explained this. People, you know, tell me, she already explained this. She wanted to prevent. Let me see if I understand this. The same woman who said she didn't want to be made a public, didn't want to go public, and wanted to remain anonymous because she didn't think a bunch of white guys on a Senate committee would believe her story and do anything about it. Oh, but an anonymous Democrat operative is going to send, Democrat is going to send a note, anonymous note, to the Washington Post and ask them to send it to the president. And Donald Trump is going to act upon your advice again. This is strange credibility here. I'll ask the question again. Which one of you dumbasses believes that? I don't freaking believe that. If somebody walked up and told you that, you'd go, that's a stupid, that's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard. Follow the story. So you thought an anonymous, not naming any names, tip was going to change Trump's mind? Are you insane? There's no way that was the motivation. The plan, when it was put into place, got off to a slow start by, again, evidentiary record, by her own admission. WAPO, political operative term, NYT, political operative term. I'm quoting her now, not responding, so I sent it again. Got off to a slow start. Okay. I'm in a parking lot and I'm calling lawyers, and you just happened to call one of Hillary's friends. A $5,000 an hour friend of Hillary and Bill. You just happened to call Deborah Katz and company, and they took your case? Pro bono? Again, who freaking believes this stuff? This is nonsense. Your mind is screaming at you. All of you that are out there reporting on this, now go win yourself a Pulitzer. I'm giving you the story to go win the freaking Pulitzer. Because this is all going to come out. Okay, how am I going to get, well, I even have Katz now. What's the first thing Katz does? First thing we're going to have is an evidentiary chair. We need a polygraph. Right out of the freaking playbook. Let's go get a polygraph. You know, because I'm just lying around the airport after my grandmother's funeral. Oh, hey, let's go stop by the polygraph place. Again, straining credibility. Who believes this? This whole thing is orchestrated from here. All right, even after the polygraph, now you're in touch with Feinbang's office, and Feinbang's going, look, we can't find anyone to corroborate this story. You know, even if we pursue it, there's no one to witness it. What do? The infamous leak. Leak it to the Washington Post. Now, come on, all of you journalists out there, if any of you have sat through this, use simple logic and common sense. Common operating procedure for these people, and put it together. She's not an innocent, harmless waif. Go watch the video of the woman who does the body language. What's the thing called that Ariel, the Little Mermaid, does? The pretty pose. Every time there's a point of contention, pretty pose, pretty pose, pretty pose. She's an active participant. And now the entire thing is being exposed for what it is. Now, look, it is 9:16 Central Standard Time, Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, King Size Truth, from radio-sized speakers. That means that Senator Feinbang and company have had access to the damning evidence from the FBI for an hour and 15 minutes. She took the X-ray Superman video glasses with the microphone into the room. If there was anything in that file, Feinbang would already have leaked it out. You'd already have it. Now, to my journalist friends, one more. Cory Booker spilled the entire plan yesterday. Talk about a useful idiot. Listen.
So my hope is that just beyond the vicious partisan rancor that is going on, beyond the accusations, we don't lose sight of what this moral moment is about in this country. And ultimately ask ourselves the question, is this the right person to sit on the highest court in the land for a lifetime appointment?
Listen.
When their credibility has been challenged by intimates, people that knew the candidate well as a classmate. When his temperament has been revealed in an emotional moment where he used language that frankly shocked a lot of us. And then ultimately, not whether he's innocent or guilty, this is not a trial.
Right there! Right there, smoking gun, guilty! Bam! Katie barred the door. You want an idiocracy line here? You just heard it. Right there. Ladies, did you catch it? How many of you Sharpies out there caught it?
I'm fixing to commensurate this trial here. We gonna see if we can't come up with a verdict up in here. Prosecutor, why you think you done it?
Okay, number one, Your Honor. Just look at him.
He talks like a fine, too.
And B, we've got all this, like, evidence. But check this out, man. Judge should be like, guilty.
I object that he interrupted me while I was watching Oh My Balls! That is not okay! I rest my case!
Mitter Chur, please! Join our live chat room if you want to comment on this. I'd love to hear. Or call me. I'd even love to hear that. My telephone number, write it down, 844-527-8723, or download the Crusade Channel radio app and just hit the call Crusade button. Now, what did you just hear Cory Booker say? Is Barrett in the room? Because Barrett already knows this. I first heard this yesterday when Richard Barrett played on the Barrett Brief. Now, one more time for edification. Listen very carefully here. Now, he's going to tell you the whole story. He's going to tell you, A, our character assassination attempt failed. He's not going to mention blah, 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 Z4. And then he's going to throw out, well, it's not about whether he's innocent or guilty. You just threw your girl under the bus. Last Thursday, Corey, you were assured. You told the world she signed the Declaration of Independence, for heaven's sake. She was so star-spangled, awesome, correct, and right. I believe you. Well, a neighbor friend of mine, well, maybe a little bit now, but you know what? It doesn't matter what she said. It doesn't matter. Innocent or guilty, it doesn't matter. You said last week it's all that mattered. They lost. Blah, 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 Ford and that team of Democrat operatives said they could deliver Kavanaugh up on a platter. That he'd fold like the establishment pretty boy, fake conservative that he is. They didn't know about Trump. Now, listen again. Now it's all about, well, he's not fit, his temperament. He shocked people, this and that. No, Senator, you shocked people. And it's shocking that you have a vote on a $5 trillion budget, jackass. Now, you're going to get the whole ball of wax here. First, we've changed our plan. It's not about whether or not he grope this woman or put his hand over her mouth. Or is that, it is nothing about this, not about the rim areas. It's not about any of that anymore. Now it's about credibility and temperament and all that stuff. And besides, we tried that, but it doesn't matter if he's guilty or innocent. You mean a guy that may have been innocently charged, it doesn't matter if he's guilty or innocent? You ever watch a freaking Harrison Ford movie called The Fugitive? What do you mean it doesn't matter? Our entire system is based upon the innocent being protected from the guilty. Listen, a whole thing right here. All you need to know, based on the evidence, is right here.
So my hope is that just beyond the vicious partisan rancor that is going on, beyond the accusations, we don't lose sight of what this moral moment is about in this country. And ultimately moral ask ourselves moment, no. the question, is this the right person to sit on the highest court in the land for a lifetime appointment?
Okay. Again, hundreds of billions of dollars in baby killing is at stake. Lifetime appointment, is this the right person? Now you know the motivation. The motivation is keep killing the babies, keep the euthanasia and the contraception and anything else that 5-4 majority might put a kink in. Now you know the motivation. Now let's go to a cause and effect.
When their credibility has been challenged by intimates, people that knew the candidate well as a classmate.
Been challenged by intimates. Name one. Name one. Just one. Name one. There's not one. Credibility hasn't been challenged. Her story is a lie, and you know it's a lie. Now, how do I know that? Credibility's been challenged. Wait a minute. Credibility? I thought we were talking about a sexual pervert, a monster, a gang raper that was running around, to pose a threat to all the women of the world. Leave Brett Kavanaugh in a room with something that with women, and hey, it's over.
When his temperament has been revealed in an emotional moment where he used language that frankly shocked a lot of us. And then ultimately,
language,
not whether
now.
He's innocent or guilty, this is not a trial, but ultimately, has enough questions be raised that we should not move on to another candidate.
Bam! We tried to kill this one. We need the next carcass to slaughter. These freaking ruthless bastards here. He's so desperate to get his mitts on the next guy or gal's reputation. Can't wait! Everything you need to know about what I just told you to corroborate it was just, the beans were just spilled. Like Cory Booker with big Dick Durbin looking on. Biting his lip like he cares. Like, actually, he's looking like, hey, Cory, I didn't get a harumph out of you. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, king-size truth from radio-size speakers, that Cory Booker is shocked at someone who used language. If you ever heard any of the, when he was running for that seat, what was basically demonstrated about him. There's no way that guy is shocked by any language.